Faustina. Remember we talked about how her name changed from Helen to Faustina because she became a nun. And so when she already had the feeling to become a nun, to become more perfect at the age of 7. And but when she was 17, when she expressed that desire, her parents just said no. And so she tried to get rid of that desire. So she went for party dancing, you know, party group, you know. So she one time when she was dancing, then she saw Jesus, and Jesus said to her, "How long should I put up with you, and how long do you keep putting me off?" And so she went out, you know, and then she was told by Jesus to go to Warsaw, and then she went there. And so she was living with a pious woman, arranged by a priest, and then she found different convents. They didn't accept her, except one is the Congregation of the Sister of Our Little Mercy. And so she entered the convent. At first she felt that she was happy there, but after 3 weeks she felt it was too little time for her to pray. And then she felt she wanted to go to a more strict religious order. But Jesus appeared to her in a suffering state to let her know that if she left the convent, she would cause Jesus suffer. And so she knew that her calling was to be in that convent. And so she stayed there. And so when it's time for her to receive her habits and also a new name, then her name changed from Helen to Faustina. And so so that would be in the year 1926. In the year 1926, I think the April 30th, when she received her name, and she also shown by God how much she would suffer. And so she was actually looked like she was fainted at that time. And so the sister that helped her to put on the habit kept teasing her and say, you missed the world so much, so you fainted, you know. But actually, it was because of mystical experience. And so from 1926 to 1928, those 2 years will be called a novitiate. So she will be a novice. She will be learning about, usually novitiate is a bit like a long retreat the men or the women who want to become religious, they would actually learn about the constitution, the rule of the order, and also it would be really spend a lot of time praying and on the spiritual life. And so that's the time, it's like a long retreat. And so she was in Krakow when she was in the novitiate, and she was really helped a lot by her novice directress. She was a nun that told Saint Faustina that she always should be trusting, simple, humble. And so she learned from that novice mistress that to trust in God like little children is the key to obtain graces. And so that idea of trust is quite important for Saint Faustina, as we know eventually the Divine Mercy image have the word Jesus, I trust in you. Saint Faustina was a cheerful person, and she sometimes there can be humiliation, unpleasantness, and she always without complaint, without resentment. And she told a nun one time that a person should only we should not complain to people, but to complain to God alone. So she seems like no complaint before other people, and when she complained to God alone. And then at the end of the first year of her novitiate, Saint Faustina actually experienced 18 months of the darkness of the soul, the spiritual darkness. And so for that 18 months, it was a torture for her. She found it hard to pray, to meditate, and she felt she basically had a bit of the suffering of the damned. She felt that she was abandoned by God. And then she also being tormented by the temptations, by fear, by doubt, by a sense of despair even. And so during those 18 months of darkness, again she was really supported by the directress of novice. And that nun told Saint Faustina, "Know, dear sister, that God had chosen you for great sanctity. This is a sign that God wants to have you very close to himself in heaven. Have great trust in the Lord Jesus." So again, the novice mistress told her to have trust in Jesus. Now, when she was a bit younger, she had a devotion to St. Teresa, the little flower, and the relic is here. But and then when Later on, she was somehow neglectful of that devotion to St. Teresa the Little Flower. So she was in the middle of her difficulties, and she had been praying to different saints, and suddenly that she had that idea that she wanted to make a novena to St. Teresa the Little Flower. So she made a novena to St. Teresa the Little Flower. So at that time, St. Teresa would be a newly canonized saint because it was in the it was in the 1920s. She was just had just been canonized by I think the Pope Pius XI who canonized her. So she was a newly canonized saint. On the fifth day of the novena, she had a dream of St. Teresa the Little Flower. And St. Teresa let Faustina knew that, you know, that Teresa herself suffered a great deal when she was on earth. So she told Faustina that I too suffered greatly on earth. And then also Teresa predicted that in one of her difficulties will be resolved in 3 days. And also, St. Faustina, it's a bit like Lucia asking Our Lady, am I going to heaven? And so Faustina asked Teresa, dear sweet Therese, tell me, shall I go to heaven? And Teresa said, yes, you will go to heaven, sister. And then, St. Faustina also asked Teresa that was she going to be a saint? And then St. Teresa confirmed that, and then also she even asked that, was she going to be a saint like her, not like to be a canonized saint? And St. Teresa said, yes, you will be a saint just as I am, but you must trust in the Lord Jesus. And also St. Faustina asked St. Teresa, her parents, were they going to heaven too? And she affirmed that they will be in heaven too. And how about my siblings? And then this St. Teresa didn't give an answer, but she told her to pray for her siblings, and so that's the dream that she had of St. Teresa, the little flower. One thing I do find that you know the devotion to the Divine Mercy, of course we link the devotion to St. Faustina, but I think also we can link the devotion to St. Teresa, the little flower. That she trusts in the mercy of God, in the love of God. And also one devotion that Teresa Little Flower have done is that, I think it was on the Trinity Sunday, I forgot the year, but it's a June 9th, because our Monday morning group start beginning June 9th, the anniversary. So I sometimes say that all our prayer group have something to do with Divine Mercy, because this group start on September 13th, is the day when St. Faustina learned the prayer of the Divine Mercy. And then the Chinese group start on April 10th, is on a Divine Mercy Sunday. And then the Surrey group start on May 18th, is the birthday of the Pope to promote Divine Mercy, St. John Paul II. And then, on June 9th, what happened was that St. Teresa Little Flower, on the Trinity Sunday on June 9th, she offered herself as a victim to the mercy of God. So that's her offering. Now she find that, you know, she is a little soul. So some of the great souls, some of the great heroic saints, they offer themselves as a victim to the justice of God. Because they become victim soul, we know some of the when we went on pilgrimage to sing a Blessed Alexandrina, you know, she was a suffering soul. People offer themselves to be victim to satisfy to the justice of God. But St. Teresa do feel that she is a small little soul, so she didn't offer herself to the justice of God, but she knew that people reject the mercy of God, they turn to creatures instead of accepting the mercy of God. So she offered herself to be the victim to the mercy of God and let the mercy of God come to her. And so she have a little prayer, she have a prayer, a long one that actually offer herself as a victim to the mercy of God. And then also there's a shorter form of prayer in some prayer book, you know, that in prayer book as well. So St. Teresa offered herself as victim to the mercy of God, and so she have a devotion to the mercy of God. And of course now St. Faustina will eventually also learn from Jesus about the devotion to the mercy of God. In Another April 30th now is April 30th, 1928. Saint Faustina make her first vows, and then when she make her first vows, the parents also came to the ceremony. And when she was walking along with her father, you know, she told her father, you know, "You see, Daddy, the one to whom I make my vows is my husband and your son-in-law." And so the daddy was really touched by the word of Faustina. Now, the 5 years between the first vow and the final vow, those 5 years under the temple vows, they renew the vow every single year. Saint Faustina was actually constantly transferred from one place to another. So, you know, when thinking about the pilgrimage, I think about maybe we can go to follow her footsteps. You know, impossible. Give that up. She was being transferred so frequently, one after another. You know, if you follow her footsteps, you'll be just running around in Poland. You know, just impossible. So, anyhow, the reason she was being transferred so much was that she was so easy. No, she would not complain. And she would not murmur against her superior. So when, in case there's an emergency, other nuns might need to be hard to move them, but Faustina is the most easy one to move, so she was being moved around in that 5 years. So she being moved, and she took her vow of obedience really seriously. One time she said, "I purely want to do the will of God. Wherever Mother sends me, I know that that shall be what God requires of me." Now, during that 5 years, she had different spiritual experience, including, now we know, the devotion to the Divine Mercy. I will just highlight a few. You know, there's just quite a big number of spiritual experience. One of the experience was that she saw herself, she experienced herself being summoned to the judgment seat of God. And she saw the complete condition of her soul and realized that even the smallest transgression would have been accounted for when you are being judged. And so after she saw the state of her soul, Jesus let her know that she was guilty of one day of fire in purgatory. And so Jesus said to her, "Which do you prefer? Suffer now for one day in purgatory or for a short while on earth?" And then Faustina want to choose both. You know, she want, "I can suffer the purgatory, I can suffer on the earth too." And Jesus said to her, "One is enough. You will go back to earth and there you will suffer much, but not for long. You will accomplish my will and my desires, and a faithful servant of mine will help you to do this." Now, another time that Saint Faustina learned about the anger of God towards the most beautiful city in Poland. And so Jesus requested Faustina to unite herself closely to Jesus himself during Mass and offer Jesus' blood and wounds to the Heavenly Father in expiation for the sins of that city. And Jesus asked her to do that for 7 days. Some commentators think it might be Krakow, because during World War II, that's the city that wasn't as badly destroyed as the other. So people think it might be Krakow. We're talking about the most beautiful city. And then also, when they renew the vow, Jesus put a golden cincture around the waist of Saint Faustina, and so Jesus said, "I give you eternal love, and that your purity may be untarnished, and as a sign that you will never be subject to temptation against purity." So from that time on, after Jesus put the golden cincture on Faustina, she never experienced the temptation of the flesh. So she was able to be really pure in the body and in the heart. Now, in the year 1931, now we come to the time when Faustina started to have important revelation. I think a lot of the Divine Mercy revelation come in the 1930s. 1931 up to, I think she died in 1938. You know, that those 8 years will be the important for Divine Mercy devotion. So it was February the 22nd, 1931. that this famous image that Faustina saw. It was before her final vow, actually. So she saw that vision of Christ, and you see the image that Jesus raising his right hand to bless, and the left hand touching the garment at the breast, and also the pale and the red light coming from the breast of Christ. And so Jesus said, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you." And Jesus also has a promise. He said, "I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory." So that's the Divine Mercy image. And also Jesus told St. Faustina that the Sunday after Easter to be the Feast of Mercy. And Jesus wanted the image to be solemnly blessed on that day. And Jesus also desired priests to proclaim the mercy of God and that sinners be not afraid to approach him. And Jesus complained, that lack of trust is something that really hurt him. And he said, distrust on the part of souls is tearing at my insides. The distrust of a chosen soul causes me even greater pain. Despite my inexhaustible love for them, they do not trust me. Even my death is not enough for them. Now, at that time, St. Faustina did not have a permanent spiritual director. And so she was also, suffered because of her revelation. When she went to confession, the confessor sent her to the superior, and superior would send her back to the confessor, and so the confessor and superior back and forth, and nobody can confirm to her where the revelation come from. And then also, I think it's somehow, the word that she had revelation also somehow spread among the sister, and then they also treat her, some of them, in a pretty bad way, thinking that she was crazy or, have illusion. So basically, it wasn't nice. But in the year 1932, in November, when she made her annual 8 days retreat, she revealed the condition of her soul to the retreat master. And the retreat master was a wise man. She confirmed St. Faustina that she is on the right path, and her revelation should be from God, of supernatural origin. And so after that retreat, she went to Warsaw to finish her third probation. That means it's a 5 months right before the final vow. So during that time, she also would be helping the elderly nun. So one of the examples of the elderly nun, older women can be grumpy, huh? So this is a really grumpy nun. So one time she was cleaning the room of a nun, and that nun kept following her and said, "You left a sock of dust here and a sock on the floor there." So whenever she make a remark, she would clean the plate a dozen times to satisfy her. And St. Faustina felt exhausted, not so much by the work, by the continual talking and excessive demands. But that was not even enough for the nun. After that, she complained to the superior, "Mother, who is this careless sister who doesn't know how to work quickly?" And so the next day, when Faustina went to do the same job, she didn't try to explain herself. And then when that nun tried to drive her away, to bossing her around, and then she thought, Jesus, one can be a silent martyr. It is not the work that wears you out, but this kind of martyrdom. Sometimes women parishioner in my parish, the way I tease them is that I would greet their husband and say, "You are a living saint." Anyhow. So one day Jesus taught Faustina a really beautiful prayer, And Jesus said, when you say this prayer with a contrite heart and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. And so the prayer is, "O blood and blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus, as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you." So that's the prayer as taught by Jesus in Faustina. So, in the year 1933, on May 1st, St. Faustina made her final vows. And then when the bishop put the ring on her finger, God prevailed her whole being. And she wrote, "I sense that I love God and that He loves me. Having once tasted God, my soul could not live without Him." Now, in the year 1934, in June, an artist finally painted that image of the Divine Mercy. So when Faustina saw the image, she was disappointed because it was far from as beautiful as when she saw Jesus. So she was trying to hide her disappointment. And then when she went back home, she went to the chapel and cried a good deal. And then she said to Jesus, "Who will paint you as beautiful as you are?" And then Jesus comforted her and said, "Not in the beauty of color, nor of the brush lies the greatness of this image, but in my grace." So, St. Faustina started to receive, you know, the message of divine mercy. And so the element continued, as we continue, that she will receive more revelation later on. But for now, you know, she had revelation about the little prayer, about the image, and also about the Feast of Mercy. And of course, later on, she will have the public revelation about the 3 o'clock to pray in a special way, and also will have the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So I will stop my recording here.